Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Hey, yo.
For over 30 years and still, your inside look into boxing and mixed martial arts.
You know what? As long as she fights 135 pounds, I don't care if she's injecting a horse demon into her eyeballs.
Heard live around the world and brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. And now, live from the Ring Talk Studios in San Francisco, here's the host of the longest-running fight show in history, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Studios in the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California. Yes, the man was correct. My name is Pedro Fernandez. Of course, we're talking boxing and mixed martial arts for an hour here on Sports Byline. Straight up, there are some fights tonight live on ESPN. I'm talking about two WBO title fights, the World Boxing Organization. Front and center, of course, on ESPN2 in a combination of promotion between Russell Peltz and Top Rank, of course, coming together for the lightweight championship featuring Ray Beltran. Decent lightweight champion, no doubt about that, the WBO. And the outstanding 122-pound champion of the WBO, this guy has got a bad name. He's a bad dude. Isaac Dogho. Dogho, that's his name. I kid you not. 19-0, 13 knockouts. Taking on Hidenori Otaki tonight. Hidenori Otaki is in trouble. Deep trouble. 31-2, 14 KOs. I don't think he'll go the route. Bottom line is, the fight started at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 7:30 on the West Coast. Of course, ESPN's coming alive, but MMA, UFC, not happening this week. UFC taking a couple of weeks off. They like to take the month of August off, basically because they think people are on vacation. Straight up, I think it's a bad move. We've got open phone lines around the planet. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Today's show will be dedicated in part to Senator John McCain, my buddy. Yeah, we've had some tiffs back and forth with his staff and things like that over boxing, but I'll tell you, he had his heart in the world of professional boxing. He's a great man, suffering from brain cancer now, decided to cut off the medical treatment he was receiving, so that means pretty soon John McCain won't be here anymore. But you know what? He was truly, truly a great American. So today's show, I'll be talking to an extent about John McCain. You're tuned in the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
If you are age 85 or younger,
call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
But it's something else to watch two men at the highest level battle, and one may be favored over the other, but you never know what's going to happen. And that's why boxing is the way it is.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Yeah.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long. Oh, super fly.
Mama said it's never bragging when you are telling the truth. Speaking of the truth, let's talk about John McCain, Senator John McCain. Of course, his family and the senator have decided to terminate their medical care for brain cancer. He had a very nasty form of brain cancer. I mean, it spread fast, and it's metastasized, and I have a hard time saying that word. The bottom line is it's spread, and he's taken off medical care, and basically he just wants to die in peace. And I wish him all the best. I could tell you about my interactions with him. I would see him at the fights. I'd see him at the fights in Atlantic City, but especially at the fights in Las Vegas, because he had an in with the people in Nevada. I'll get to that in a little bit. But, you know, I remember first meeting him. I'm thinking it was an Atlantic City fight, a Mike Tyson fight in the 1980s. I said, hey, you're in so-and-so. He goes, yeah. Well, anyway, bottom line is he had a full head of hair. It was dark at that point in time. He was a good guy. He knew his boxing back and forth. You know, I knew that he was a POW, of course. As a prisoner of war in Vietnam, he had connections. What I mean by connections is his father was a decorated Navy general or admiral, something like that. Anyway, they offered him, he was in the Hanoi, they call it the Hanoi Hilton. It was a prisoner of war camp in Hanoi, that's in Vietnam. And they offered him release, and he said, you know, I can't go unless you let my partners go that are here with me as well. You know, I just can't go because I've got connections. I'm not going to go. So he didn't go. So we stayed on. He was tortured for like another 4 or 5 years. I kid you not. Guy spent like an incredible amount of time being tortured. I mean, he can't lift his one arm. His one arm, he can't lift it above his shoulder. He's got some walking issues. I mean, this guy was severely tortured, put on the rack for a long, long time. But he survived. He persevered. Strong dude, no doubt about that. Came back here to the United States, got himself together. Of course, ran for Senate. But before, you know, there were some scandals involved. There was one scandal involved that I can remember that comes to mind, and that was the Keating Five. Of course, that was that savings and loan scam put together by Thomas Keating down there in Arizona. He was one of the senators that was hooked up with Keating. Of course, Keating and me went toe-to-toe, went back and forth. In fact, I chased him around Phoenix. I guess it was about 2004, 2005 in a boxing scandal, but that's a different subject for another day. Anyway, he was part of the Keating Five. and he was reprimanded for his involvement with the Keating Five, and they said you shouldn't do it again. And he realized it was a bad thing. And he's admitted in his life that he's made some errors, both as a person in private life and as a politician. I mean, there's no doubt about it. The man is about as clean and as pure as you can get. I don't agree with all his political views, but anyway, let me continue. So John McCain stays in this prison of war camp, gets tortured beyond anybody's imagination. He gets out. He's basically a crippled guy, runs for Senate, gets the Senate. It starts producing good things as far as, you know, veterans affairs. And then at one point in time, he got involved in boxing. And why was that? Well, in 1992, as I said, he went to the fights. I see him in Vegas. I see him maybe in Atlantic City once in a while, but Vegas usually. Because he'd always go home for the weekends. You know, these senators go home for the weekend. They leave like on Friday morning from Washington, and then they fly home to wherever they to wherever they live. And anyway, he would come home to Arizona, and then he would fly off to Las Vegas to see the fight. It went down the wrong way as far as McCain was concerned. McCain thought that Tabari won going away, so he decided he was going to come up with the Muhammad Ali Professional Boxing Act, the Reform Act. Of course, that came out originally in 1996. It was a law that he put together in which promoters would have to disclose exactly what they are giving and what they're doing with the money. In other words, if they get $1 million for a fight from HBO, they've got to tell the fighter, guess what? I've got $1 million and I'm only giving you $1 million, something like that. And then, of course, they've got to tell them there's $1 million in T-shirts and $1 million in closed-circuit television. There's $1 million in this. In other words, he's got to, under the Muhammad Ali Professional Boxing Act and McCain's law, they've got to disclose everything. But it was a much stronger law at one point in time when it was originally written, but it was watered down by not John McCain, but Senator Harry Reid from Nevada. Of course, he represented Bob Arum and all the big honchos as far as Las Vegas boxing was concerned. Anyway, at the end of the day, the bill was watered down to the point where it had no enforcement in it. What I'm trying to tell you is you can find somebody guilty of a crime in boxing, and the Association of Boxing Commissions, this government entity, couldn't do anything about it. In fact, they've never issued any indictments or anything like that. I mean, there's been documented fixed fights over the years, like a lot of an assortment of nefarious acts in the world of boxing, and they've only decided to come out one time, I think, and they wanted to reprimand Al Haymon. Of course, he's the guy that's trying to take over boxing. That's another story for another way. Anyway, back to James Toney and Dave Tabari. This launched, as I said, the Muhammad Ali Boxing Act. Eventually, it was a watered-down act. It became federal law. Fighters have got to register. There's the Association of Boxing Commissions, of course, which registers boxing all over the United States. I've taken their judges' exam and passed it on a number of occasions. Anyway, so boxing has been reformed. At least they thought it was being reformed by John McCain. So when I went to Arizona in 2003, 2004, there was a boxing scandal going on there regarding Yuri Boy Campus and some bounce checks, and Top Rank was involved, and the local promoter was Peter McKinn, who was the guy who went to prison and then got out, and then I think he got his record expunged. What a turd. If ever there was a guy that was a turd that deserved to be flushed, it was Peter McKinn. He came after me a couple of times physically. Actually, he thought I was going to run from him or something. Like, I didn't run from you. Anyway, he's a little fat, chubby guy out of Phoenix, Arizona. But he got out of his car one day. We were filming him. We had a news crew with us, and we were filming him with a news crew, and he got out of his car screaming this, and it was all on videotape. You know, so in other words, he's not a good guy. A convicted felon. I don't care whether his record was expunged or not, but he was a convicted felon involved with fixing misappropriating monies belonging to fighters. That's why he went to jail. Bottom line was the cover-up was much worse than the crime. At the end of the day, I went to McCain's office two or three times, discussed things with his aides. We couldn't come to a consensus on reforming boxing. So me and the aides, you know, decided to disagree, and we walked away, and I hadn't seen him since. Bottom line is, Senator John McCain, on death's doorstep as I speak, may he be remembered as the great man that he is. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We'll talk in boxing and MMA after the break.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-430-4234. 800-430-4234. That's 800-430-4234. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
No, I will not go 10,000 miles from here to help murder and kill another poor people simply to continue the domination of white slave masters over the darker people of the earth.
Well, I might go down in history as being the highest publicized fight in the history of the fight game, the most talked about. The most, I would say, probably controversial, the most loved, the most hated.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Not a day I don't walk by the picture on the wall of Ali and myself, 1994, of course. We're somewhere between Guangzhou, China, and Shanghai, I believe. And, of course, we're on this private train. It was just so cool, man. It's just memories of Muhammad Ali and the times that we spent together are priceless. No doubt about that. I wish everybody could have the spent the time, the intimate time, and it was intimate. I mean, we're talking about nose to nose for days together. It was really cool, and I really enjoyed his time. And I thank his wife, and I thank the promoter as well. Although I've had some issues with him in the past. We'll talk about Harold Smith. If it wasn't for Harold, this wouldn't have come together. Of course, we're talking boxing, baby. August 25th, live on ESPN tonight, 10:30 p.m. in the East, 7:30 out here on the West Coast. Ray Beltran, what's he, 35-7, something like that, taking on Jose Pedraza. Pedraza's a good fighter. The WBO lightweight title is 135 pounds, is on the line. As I said, the aforementioned Isaac Dogbo doing his thing. As I said, undefeated 19 and zip 13 wax, taking on Hidenori Otaki. That's the last time I'm going to have to say that name, except maybe for tomorrow, as far as the results are concerned. But that's for the WBO 122-pound or junior featherweight title.
You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. Want to mention there is fights tonight. The 25th coming to you from Portland, Oregon. In the main event, Stephen Villalobos, a welterweight, weighing in at 149.5 pounds, taking on Lyle Jimenez, weighing in at 155. Andre Keys is on the card, as is Gerardo Esquivel. Of course, these guys are drawn pretty well at the Jackson Armory. That's in Portland, Oregon, brought to you by 2 Pound Sports and Entertainment. So that is sort of like the Saturday night results. Last week, it was, well, I take that back, there was a fight Friday night. Celeb Truex, not a guy I've been all hyped up about. 30 wins, 4 losses, a couple of draws, and 19 whacks. The former, I believe, IBF super middleweight, 168-pound champion, lost that belt in April to James DeGaulle. Anyway, now fighting as a light heavyweight in his native surroundings. Let's talk about Minneapolis, Minnesota. You know, the boxing hotbed that is. Yeah, right. Anyway, the bottom line is he scored a TKO, a third-round TKO over Fabiano Pena. Pena came in at 15-10. No surprise, he left 15-11. I mean, was this a setup? I mean, this is what I'm trying to say. There's enough, if you want to spend the money in boxing, when you put together a boxing match, you could have put together this main event with this guy, with Caleb Truex. I was a matchmaker for a couple of years here, licensed in California, so I guess I could talk about this. Anyway, you could put this fight together and get a guy that's got a better record than that, but you got to pay for it. In other words, you got to pay for it. I mean, this is what it's all about. Somebody said to me, well, how do you get guys to fight guys? Well, you got to realize that, you know, to get Oscar De La Hoya to 24-0, he had to have 24 guys like me to beat up on. Okay? And that's how you get there. It's all about the opposition. You've got to have opponents. Opponents are the key to boxing. Not the winners, it's the losers. Boxing is built on the backs of losers, not on the backs of winners. I kid you not. Anyway, let's go to Sarasota, Florida. Take the Ring Talk phone lines. What's up, Sarasota?
Yeah, this is Anthony. I'm wondering what your opinion on how, like, these promoters, do you think it's a promoter's fault that they're that these fighters get these like cupcake fights, and they wonder why boxing is why fans are mad about how boxing is now.
Okay, I think I can explain that this way: the quality of a baseball season, 162 games, you're going to have a pretty good. In other words, of 162 games, there's probably going to be a majority of good games. Now, of 162 boxing matches, you're probably not going to have a majority of them being competitive, per se. And that's where the problem in lies, because nobody wants to fight anybody anymore without getting paid zillions of dollars and risking their undefeated mark. And, you know, when, especially if you got some TV entities where you've got a small promotion maybe on some small cable network, and you put it together and it's streaming somewhere, and you've got a guy that's undefeated and he's your guy, he's 12-0, like with 11 knockouts, but you're not going to want to risk that you're not going to want to risk that if that's your promotion. In other words, if that's your whole guy, if that's your whole stable, if that's your whole show, you don't want to risk him. So you keep picking guys like you, me, and Scott Cuddy to fight. And when you fight guys like that, you're probably going to win. See my point?
Yeah. And I'm not talking about those promoters. I'm talking about the big promoters, like guys like De La Hoya, who have a whole stable of fighters that they won't have to worry if one of their fighters wins. They can go on to the next fighter. That's who I'm talking about.
Well, what those guys should be doing is they should all be getting together and breaking bread. Al Haymon, Bob Arum, and Golden Boy, they all should get together and Duva, and get together and break some bread and put on some good fights, because they can make money together. See, that's just it. Back in the days, in the 80s, promoters weren't afraid to put their guy out there. I mean, Don King had Duran, he put him out there. Arum had Leonard, for a point. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he put him out there. They weren't afraid. Hagler wasn't afraid to get in the ring with anybody. Tommy Hearns wasn't afraid to get in the ring with anybody. Wilfred Benitez.
De La Hoya was a perfect example. He wasn't afraid to get in with anybody. He would go, as a promoter, I think, these boxers who become promoters, don't you agree? They're more afraid now because of the whole concussion issue and stuff like that. Like, didn't a fighter go into a serious thing happen with a fighter a few months ago that he had been in the hospital for like 6 months or whatever?
Yeah, that's the dark side of combat sports. You know, unfortunately, it happens. Death or serious injury, it happens in combat sports. And I'm going to be a cop-out. I'm going to put a White House spin on this, okay? It happens more often in football. I mean, I just they're both dangerous sports, no doubt about that. You going to watch these fights tonight on ESPN, Israel Beltran and Jose Pedraza?
I watch more of the – me, myself, I don't watch ESPN fights. When I do watch the fights, I watch the Showtime or the HBO fights, like Showbox and Next Generation or, like, the bigger fights, like that.
So you have no taste for ESPN fights, even though they're free. I mean, these are pretty good fights. They're not the greatest fights in the world.
No, I'm not saying I don't have a taste for it.
Okay.
I like the fights sometimes, but I prefer when I do watch those fights, I watch more the Golden Boy promotion, the ones that are on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
That's the ones I watch more. But when it comes to the weekend fights, I usually watch HBO or Showtime.
Okay. Do you know who Errol Spence is?
Yes.
What do you think?
He's good. He's good. Honestly, he's one of my favorite young fighters. Him and Diego De La Hoya are my two favorite fighters now.
Okay. Back to Spence. Does Spence beat everybody at welterweight right now?
He's not good. Is Lomachenko a welterweight?
No, he won't be. Lomachenko will never make it to welterweight. You think he's going to make it to welterweight? We can do a little soda bet on that one. We can bet a soda on that one. I don't think he makes it to welterweight. I don't think he makes it past 140.
So, do you think he's too small to be a welterweight?
I think he is too small. Because here's what I noticed it. When he moved up to 135, he got dropped, and people said it was a quick knockdown and things like that, and the guy didn't follow up on it. And, you know, but at the end of the day, when you're bigger than everybody else, you can dominate everybody else. But all of a sudden, the size factor, the size advantage goes away from you. I can tell you that. At junior welterweight, I was smoking guys. At welterweight, I was struggling. That's only 8 pounds, but I was struggling. I couldn't beat the best at welterweight. I could beat the best at 139, but I couldn't beat the best at 147. Moving up his weight is dangerous.
Yeah, and I noticed that with middleweight fighters as well. Even though they're bigger in their division, when they move up to super middleweight or light heavyweight, they get smoked like crazy. I can't remember.
But that's a clear illustration of what I was talking about. Those 8 pounds from 160 to 168, that's a nightmare. It used to be from 160 to 175, that was even worse. It was like from middleweight to light heavyweight. They put together the super middleweight division, I believe, in the 80s. But without 168, I mean, you see the size difference just in that. But before, they had to jump 15 pounds.
Yeah, and the other thing is, I noticed that with what's his name? Fighter whose father used to fight in the 80s.
Danny Garcia?
No, not Danny Garcia. The guy who like got caught with steroids, got caught constantly with steroids, and he complains about people headbutting him and stuff like that. Who's a Julio Cesar? Cesar Chavez's son.
Okay, Chavez Jr.
Yeah, Chavez Jr. He's a perfect example. He moves up. He was bigger. I think he was a junior super welterweight or something like that. When he moved up to middleweight, he would get destroyed.
Yeah.
So, and they would compare him to his father. I've seen video of his father. That's right. You agree with comparing him to the parent? Like when a kid comes up as a fighter, do you agree with comparing him to the father?
Well, it's a bit of a criminal act to try to compare a junior to senior. I'll just tell you like this. One time Junior was fighting at the Forum, right? In the dressing room, the referee went in there to give him instructions, and he was having sex.
Wait.
I'll say it again. He's fighting at the L.A. Forum, okay? He's fighting at the L.A. Forum. And the referee comes in to give him instructions before the fight, and he's having sex.
Oh, okay. Oh, no. What you said that. I assumed you were making that up.
No, that's Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. Hey, man, thanks for the call. We'll talk soon. You're tuned to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, Saturday and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time. Well, my voice is right. Could you believe I was cracking? I almost cracked up about 20 minutes ago. But once in a while, when you're doing live radio, Things like that happen. It's probably only happened four times in 35 years. That's right, 35 years next month. Imagine that. 35 years of radio. Man, when you start a radio show at the age of four, you're only 39. You have 35 years of radio experience. You look good. And I'm lying. You're tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Ring Talk Live Worldwide, baby.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently, even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare. Call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Just under 90 seconds remains in the fourth round. We use that arm to try to take away the base. Oh, look at the kicks. That's old school Hicks and Gracie style. Oh, he's got the choke. Tuck it in. Penn looking to choke out Florian. BJ Penn looking to remain the champion. It is all over. BJ Penn has defeated Teddy Florian.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Call on line 9. 41 minutes past the hour. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline. 34 years. Man, 35 years of radio next month. September 2018, 35 years of radio. It's blowing my mind where 35 years when I'm. It's just like, I thought it was yesterday when I started. Of course, it was a 15-minute show, and we had problems. I remember the first show in San Francisco. I had done radio in Miami, in Florida on the phone, and in Las Vegas on the phone with Charles J. And then we put together the show in San Francisco, and it was on KEST. It was a an Asian station. I kid you not. So before I went on the air, it was the Filipinos. It was an all-Filipino show in Tagalog, okay? And then when I went off the air 15 minutes later, it was an all-Christian show. Well, my fans were a little upset over the fact because I was getting main publicity in the San Francisco Chronicle at the time with Jack Fiske, mentioning the show every Saturday in his column. So anyway, I had a big listener base for a little tiny station, was blowing the station up, and the callers were just blowing the station. It was just crazy. But after 15 minutes, not everybody would get their boxing fix, I guess, and they'd call the Christian show, and they cuss out the Christian show and get the other guy on the show. Oh, it was just terrible. It was somewhat embarrassing. Anyway, the bottom line is, at the end of the day, 34 years later, we're still rocking and rolling. Ring Talk Live, Worldwide on Sports Byline, both Saturdays and Sundays, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, 11 a.m. Pacific time. Now, tonight, UFC Fight Night, Saturday night, August 25th, of course, they go to that place, Lincoln, Nebraska, the hotbed that is MMA. Actually, it's a 15,000-seat arena. I dogged it last time. It's a 15,000-seat arena. They expect to put about 9,000 people in the house, so more power to them. It'll be on Fox Sports 1. It'll start at 10 p.m. Eastern time, 7 o'clock Pacific time. And the main event, Justin Gaethje, the highlight, they call him, of course, from the United States of America, 18-2, taking on James Vick, the Texecutioner. Comes with, obviously, from Texas, 13-1. Something's got to give here. Both these guys got good records. Both these guys can fight a little bit. And what can I say? It's a good main event. It's a pick 'em type of main event, I guess. You know, when you like one guy, you like the other. There's no really one guy here you can go all overboard on. This is the way it is. It's not an overboard type of fight. But that's UFC Fight Night, of course. The fight card on Fox Sports 1, as I said, 10 p.m. Eastern time, 7 o'clock Pacific time. Michael Johnson, the co-feature, taking on Andrew Feely. And that's a featherweight bout. Of course, a women's strawweight bout on the card. That's 115 pounds. Courtney Casey taking on Angela Hill. And Jake Ellenberger, UFC veteran in a welterweight bout, taking on Brian Barberina. Some other names on the card, I don't really, you know, there's not any names to jump out here, but there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 13 fights in all. If you have the UFC Fight Pass, you watch this fight card starting an hour early. And of course, then it goes to Fox Sports 2, then it goes to Fox Sports 1. I don't know why they want to make you to change the channel three times, but that's what they want you to do. And I think they lose. I actually think they lose fans when they do this. But they've been doing it for a long time, and I can't get an answer as to why they don't want to, like, go all on one signal or all on one Fox channel. I have no idea. Anyway, forget those fights. Those are decent fights tonight. But not something you want to stay home for on a Saturday night. Now, the UFC is going to rock and roll September the 8th with a welterweight bout. I'm talking about UFC 228, Tyrone Woodley, of course. Bad dude, no doubt about it. I mean, the guy, he wanted a GSP to come out and fight him. It didn't happen, but this is going to go down to the American Airlines Center in Dallas, Texas. Of course, in the main event, Tyrone Woodley taking on Darren Till. Woodley can fight. Woodley's the champion. Woodley has been called a whole lot of names, but a guy that's afraid is not one of them. So he's going to take on Darren Till here. He's probably favoring that one. Nico Montano will be in the women's flyweight bout. She's defending that title, 125 pounds against Valentina Shevchenko. Carolina Kay is on the card against Jessica Andrade. And Carla Esparza is going to take on Tatiana Suarez. So I guess three of the first four fights there on the pay card will be women fights. I guess they're realizing women draw, because women, you know, they realize the entire sport sometimes is on their shoulder. I mean, because if you watch women's MMA or you watch it for the very first time and you sit down and you see some girl turn her back or run or act like a, for lack of a better word, a sissy, you know, you say, girls can't fight. They shouldn't be fighting. But when you get out there and you see girls that are skilled, girls that can give, that can take, and that's what it means when you can fight. See, I didn't know that. Jack Fiske told somebody one time in Atlantic City about me. He says, you know, the kid can fight a little. And I didn't know what that meant. I thought it was a bit of a put down. I can only fight a little. Well, he was right. Okay, I could fight a little. I meant, you know, I could fight a little. I could give and take and things like that. But, you know, when you can fight, when you can really fight, I guess that sort of means you're the champion. But you could fight a little. I could fight a little. Anyway, Woodley and Till, good card. If you want to watch this on, like, on the internet, but as far as paying for it is concerned, you're out of your mind. Pay for that. What can I say? You got $70 to throw away. Throw it away. Give it to a homeless guy. Go to a sports bar in your town and watch the fight for $10 and give the, you know, and have a couple of drinks and maybe some wings and run your bill up to like $40 and see that other $30 that you had that you were going to pay the pay-per-view with. Go out there and give it to a homeless guy. And there's plenty of homeless people around here, folks. I kid you not. Even in good neighborhoods in California, even in good cities, you see people sleeping on the sidewalks. This is, hey, when I was a policeman in San Francisco, I remember back in 1982, Dianne Feinstein, who's the senator from California now, the oldest reigning senator in the Senate now. She's 85 years old. She was the mayor, and I was a cop. And she ordered this directive for all cops on the midnight watch to count the homeless people in the city. This was 1982. Now, we had never counted homeless people before. Of course, this had a lot to do with the fact that Ronald Reagan became president in 1981, and he released a tremendous amount of people from the mental institutions here in California. So all these mentally deranged people were walking the streets, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, at the end of the day, San Francisco is just like every other place in the country. It's just that we have a lot of people here, and it's real expensive to live here, okay? But even in nice neighborhoods, nice cities, you go into Marin County, you see people sleeping in the street and this and that, just not cool. Anyway, another subject for another day. But forget that, USC 228, save your money. The money you want to spend is on Khabib and McGregor. Of course, that's going to go down October the 6th. We've got one guy that's absolutely you can't intimidate him. You cannot intimidate Khabib. I mean, I can't say it enough. He's a monster. I guess that's the best way I could put it. He's a monster. He's sort of like Frankenstein. You sort of wind him up, and he goes out there, and he destroys you. That's just the way it is. I mean, he has fought guys. I remember telling that one guy, please, man, quit. Quit now. I have broken you. Please quit right now. Please stop. Stop this match. I have broken you. I mean, he's telling him, I've broken you down. I'm about to destroy you forever, maybe take some years off your life. I mean, quit, quit, quit. And, of course, guys don't want to quit. But the main event, Conor McGregor, the mouth that roared. The guy's the last seen in a boxing ring with Floyd Mayweather a couple of years ago. Of course, made a whole lot of money there. I thought he'd never come back to the UFC. But here's how he came back to the UFC. Remember he got in that beef in New York City where he broke some windows with the bus and people got glass in their eyes, that kind of good stuff. Anyway, he escaped that with some type of misdemeanor charge, disturbing the peace, something like that. Anyway, the reason why he escaped that was the USC went to bat for him. And the USC, you know, did their thing. They talked to people. They schmoozed people. And they got it to go away. And the reason why they got it to go away was they made a deal with Conor, I think. They said, look, Conor, if we get this to go away, you got to fight Khabib. And that's just the way it is. So Conor, living up to his word, is going to fight Khabib. This is going to go down probably the fight of the year. I mean, it really is. Khabib's undefeated, 25-0, man. 25, that's right, 25-0. He's a monster. I mean, he's never even come close to losing. Now, Mr. McGregor, on the other hand, what is he, 21-3? Yeah, 21-3, of course. Lost last to Nate Diaz. And, of course, that was a fight where he avenged it, coming back the next time. But Diaz wasn't in the best of shape. He was hurt. He had some injuries. But he fought anyway because he needed the money, and he lost to Conor McGregor. Of course, that kept Conor alive. Conor's back. Conor went on to fight Floyd Mayweather. Now he's going to take on Khabib, and he's going to get lit up like the White House Christmas tree. This is not even going to be said. In fact, I think that Khabib should be arrested. He should be arrested for what he does to people in that octagon, in that cage. Call it what you want, man. The guy is just, he's just a killer. I don't know how I would, if I was to box him, I would constantly stay on the move, move always to my right, away from his right hand. I would move constantly away from his right hand and make him use that jab and that lead hand to hook off of. I wouldn't give him any opportunities with that right hand. His right is just so devastating. Once he connects with it, baby, it's over. Conor McGregor, hardest puncher at 145, maybe ever, when he took out Jose Aldo in like the blink of an eye. And he did that. That was for real, man. No doubt about it, of course. Then he went to 155. The lightweight champion took out Eddie Alvarez. That was for real as well. I mean, he's won these belts. He's won the belts at 145 and 155. He never lost the belt. But Khabib is in a different world. Khabib is in a different... Khabib, to me, is a 747. And Conor McGregor, to me, is a Cessna two-engine plane. That's just the difference between these two guys. And I think that Conor is going to get destroyed. I mean, people say, oh, man, you're not giving the Irishman any credit whatsoever. I don't. He doesn't have a chance here. He does not have a chance. I mean, unless he scores a lucky punch. That's the only way he can win this fight. He can't win it on the ground. He can't win it standing up. He can't win it grappling. He can't win it. There's no way. I thought about this 100 different ways, okay? And 100 different ways Khabib comes out winning. The only time he doesn't come out winning is when Conor scores a one-punch knockout or the referee stops the fight and disqualifies Khabib. Outside of that, there's no way Khabib's going to lose this fight. In fact, I think if there was ever cinch money to bet in the UFC, and I don't say this too often, but I think this is the fight you want to bet on. Khabib over Conor McGregor. Of course, that's the UFC rocking and rolling from the T-Mobile Center, of course, in Las Vegas, Nevada. They call it Paradise, Nevada. October the 6th, UFC 229. Some of the supporting bouts, not that they need any. Derek Lewis taking on Alexander Volkov. That's going to be a heavyweight bout. Lewis can fight a little bit. He's coming off a couple of wins. Sergio Pettis, the brother of the former lightweight champion, Anthony Pettis, now fighting at flyweight. 125, Sergio is taking on Josier Formiga. Ovin St. Preux, the former light heavyweight title challenger, taking on Dominic Reyes. And Ryan LaFlair taking on Tony Martin. Outside of that, the rest of the card looks like a bunch of guys I don't know. Gray Maynard's on the card. Gray Maynard's still fighting, taking on Nick Lentz. But outside of that, it's the first fight. It's the main event. Don't want to watch any of these other fights. This is going to be one of these fight cards where, you know, don't even put on the fights before it. Don't even put on these preliminary fights. Just, you know, because it's agony. It's agony because you're waiting for the main event. This is the fight we're waiting for. Like Ali Frazier in boxing, like Duran Letter in boxing, like Mike Tyson and anybody in boxing. In other words, the anticipation is there. Your mind is going 1,000 miles a minute. You're really into this fight. You're not into all these prelims. And take that back. How many prelims on the card? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. There's 10 fights on this card. All right. There's only one fight worth watching, and that's Khabib and Conor. What's going to happen there? Like I said, I think it's a foregone conclusion. I think Khabib beats him down, and he beats him not only because he's a bigger guy and he's stronger and he's more talented, but, you know, Conor's been off. And inactivity is, how can I put this? When you get older and you take some time off, you know, it's harder to get back in shape. It's just harder to get back in shape, especially when you're partying like he was partying, like, you know, like a madman and doing his thing, running all over the country, all over the world, causing havoc here and there. At the end of the day, I think that is taking its toll on Conor McGregor. 26-0, Khabib will destroy the mouth that roared. The man that fought Floyd Mayweather for 10 rounds. The man that will be horizontal come October the 6th. USC, rocking and rolling, USC 229. You are tuned to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My voice is back. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
This is the same outcome that would have occurred if he'd been a non-celebrity. The DA's office thought through this very carefully. We appreciate the staff. We appreciate the district attorney's office treating this as it would any other case.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I guarantee you there's no problem.
Wow! Wow!
Wrapping things up, the Saturday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline. Let's go to the odds on tonight's fights, boxing. Let's go to the boxing odds first. Of course, ESPN Boxing, 10:30 in the West, 10:30 in the East, 7:30 in the West on top. Beltran in the main event, he is an 8-5 favorite. Of course, the co-feature, Mr. Dogbo, is a 4-1 favorite. 4-1, that's long odds, but I don't see him losing, not for a long time, especially against Mr. Otake. Sorry, Mr. Otake, but you're getting drilled. Those are the boxing odds. We switch gears, we talk mixed martial arts cards tonight. The UFC rocking and rolling on Fox Sports 1. The main event, Gaeth and Vic. Vic is a minus 135 favorite. Of course, Gaeth is plus 115. The co-feature, Johnson and Feely. Feely is a minus 125 favorite. In other words, you got to bet $125 to win $100. Okay, and if you were to go the other way and you bet $100 on Mr. Johnson, you'd win $205. That's the way it goes. That's the way odds are. Anyway, the welterweight counter, of course, Jake Ellenberg and Mr. Barbarina. Barbarina is a minus 415 favorite, meaning people don't think Jake Ellenberg has got a chance here. Jake Ellenberg is long in tooth. Maybe he should think about retiring, especially if he loses this fight. On and on, I think that it's a decent card for television, for free TV. There's no doubt about it. But the ESPN boxing, I think it's going to be intriguing because I think that Mr. Dogho is possibly a superstar in the making. From Ghana originally, now fighting out of London. Frank Warren, I believe, has a piece of him. More power to Frank. Frank is a guy. I mean, I talked about Frank last week where I said he was the guy that that Terry Marsh was the guy that shot him wearing that wrestler's mask. I mean, that ski mask. There was no doubt in my mind. Terry Marsh did everything but tell me he shot him. He sort of winked at me when he said to me, I didn't shoot him. He's winking his eye at me. Yeah. You didn't shoot him. Why are you winking your eye at me? You shot him. Everybody knows you shot him, including Frank Warren. I kid you not. You are tuned to Ring Talk, live worldwide. The executive producer, Mr. Scott Cuddy. I thank you so much for tuning in. You know, there's a million things you can do in this world right now. The fact you're listening to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, I thank you so much, and that's from the bottom of my heart. Anthony from Sarasota, Florida, thanks for the call. This is Ring Talk, live worldwide, Saturdays and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific. I'm right here on the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Don't forget, the Johnny Taco Audio Magazine, 10 p.m. Pacific time, Saturday nights at 1 a.m. Sunday morning, right here on the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network.